The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, your chartered financial consultant, certified financial planner, the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates. My name is Ron Stutz. I'm going to hang out here with Isaac for a while. And first of all, Isaac, it's great to be back with you.
You know, I'm in a good mood, man. I tell you, the things that I'm seeing around as far as people enjoying themselves and getting out of the house, and of course, summertime has really put what I would say the travel plans and everything on the front burner. So, doing great, man, and I'm looking forward to having a good show today.
Absolutely right. I feel the same way, and we can all see the light at the end of the tunnel now, coming after a dark period of time. If you'd like to get in touch with Isaac Wright and have a conversation about your financial planning for your retirement, and of course, that's what he specializes in doing, 804-777-9999. That is your number to call to make it happen, 804-777-9999. Call that number. You can get a conversation with Isaac. It won't cost you anything and won't obligate you to do anything beyond that. 804-777-9999. Isaac, as you mentioned already, we're heading into the summer here. The weather's getting a little better, certainly get a little warmer. Gas prices, though, are the highest they've been in 7 years and are likely to stay high all summer long. Do things like this tend to have any effect on the travel plans of your clients, or is that irrelevant?
Yeah, Ron, I think right now, man, regardless of the cost, I think people are just tired. And what I mean by that is they just don't want to be in the same routine that they've been in through COVID. So I think people are putting themselves out there, even though it's maybe potentially stretching them financially. It's really important to have nice experiences with your loved ones, your family. So I haven't really had anything slow down. The other thing is this, that even though gas prices may be higher, I think collectively, I think everybody listening today, so if you're listening to this, this is probably going to be applicable to you, is a lot of people didn't do much in the last 12 months. So all that discretionary money has been saved anyway. So even though gas prices may be higher, money's been saved over the past year with what I would call the money that was earmarked for, again, travel expense, for those kind of expenses, vacation. So people have basically 2 years worth of that kind of money, you know, saved up. So I don't see that having any impact. I almost want to say hell hath no fury right now when it comes to getting out of the house and doing. So in a way, that's good. I think, you know, people need to have an outlet and people need to have something to enjoy. With that being said, though, and all of you listen, if you've listened to me on the radio for years, feel free to give me a call, because we're also looking at a lot of ways to be able to help people improve their overall lifestyle with their investments, because, you know, money's kind of at an all-time high when it comes to investments. And right now, you just don't want to make any mistakes. You don't want to get too high on the hog, if you will. And you know, we can help you understand whether or not you're on the right track when it comes to how you want to use some of the money that you may have built up in your investments or savings. So again, feel free to give me a call. Isaac Wright, right here in Richmond, Virginia, 804-777-9999. Y'all have heard me say this before, but our office is right here at the intersection of 288 Powhite Parkway, about 30 minutes or less from almost anywhere in Richmond. And, you know, we continue to have more people this year, Ron, reach out to us because they understand what we're here for.
Let me just say that Isaac Wright is your financial and retirement professional and chartered financial consultant and certified financial planner. About two decades of experience helping families plan for their retirement years, and that's what it's all about. Again, Isaac's number is 804-777-9999. You know, Isaac, I've talked to a few people who've just gotten accustomed to being home and working from home and all that kind of thing, and they're kind of having difficulty getting back out there and getting back to normal, while the majority of folks that I know are just so excited to get out there again that they just can't wait to go out there and start going to concerts and going out to eat at restaurants and doing the traveling that you talked about.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it that way, I think, you know, that kind of does sum it up, Ron. I would say, you know, as we go through the remaining part of the year, maybe things will cool off if expenses and as everybody knows, everything from food to any type of project is costing so much more that it may eventually slow down people's decision making. But for right now, I just don't see that being the case.
I've got a quote of the week here for you, Isaac, that I read earlier this week. It's from Napoleon Hill. I'm not sure who Napoleon Hill is, but he said, "Plan your work and work your plan." And, you know, we always say, if you don't plan, you're planning to fail, but that's sort of related to that. But plan your work and work your plan. You need a financial plan, and Isaac Wright can help you put that together.
Well, I think, too, for everybody, and you know, when I hear that quote, I don't really know who Napoleon Hill is either, but not a bad quote. You know, plan your work and work your plan. Basically, it just means maybe taking some of the emotions and replacing that with discipline around certain key aspects of your financial, and let's call it your lifestyle situation. So again, that's what a financial planner, that's what somebody that's going to be a fiduciary for you is supposed to be able to do and help you and assist and also give you the pros and cons around that. So yeah, I think overall, you know, without being redundant for all of you, again, as we come out of COVID, as we start looking at ways to be able to go out and have fun, spend more money, we've been encouraging our clients to actually use more of their investment dollar to go out and enjoy themselves. I know that sounds a little weird, but really we're in a place that we want to see people have fun. And if people are in a good mood, we tend to have a better relationship. So, you know, if that hits home with you in any degree, again, Isaac Wright, I'm here. You can talk to me anytime. You can call me, leave me a message. 804-777-9999. I do also want to say, Ron, as a side note, you know, because I looked at a couple of things this morning, and I think another thing that kind of puts some things in perspective, I know we just came out of Memorial Day, and, you know, it's a lot of things that I think people need to realize when it comes to planning and enjoyment and gratitude. And, you know, I think in a way we've lost track with that as a country at times. Not individually, maybe, but again, you know, what's portrayed in the media definitely makes it feel like we're moving away from what made America decent. Hopefully, a lot of that will come back into play. So I think I'm a realist. I also maybe want to say maybe a realist slash optimist. But for all of you, again, I appreciate all of you listening to the show. Also, you can visit rightmoneytips.com, which is my podcast. Listen to previous shows. We just did a show on travel coming out of COVID. I think a lot of people will like that. So again, that's Wright, my last name, Wright, moneytips.com. And again, if you have any questions about your finances, retirement, maybe more importantly, just having a relationship with a financial professional that can help you, feel free to call me 804-777-9999.
And Isaac, following up on what you just said, America is still the greatest country in the world, and we have so much to be thankful for. And you talked a little bit about military history. We've had so many people who have fought and died for our freedoms that we have today. And, you know, this summer, I just have the feeling this summertime is going to be great, everybody getting out and having fun and getting life back to normal. And that's what I think we all want.
Yes, sir. I don't really have anything to add to that, Ron. I think that makes total sense.
Listen, if you'd like to have a conversation with Isaac Wright about your financial situation, you'd like to plan for your retirement, it's not too late to get started. Call right now, though, and make it happen. 804-777-9999. That is 804-777-9999. You can have a no-cost and no-obligation consultation with Isaac Wright. He is your financial and retirement professional, chartered financial consultant and certified financial planner. A long time he's been helping lots of families plan for their retirement years, working with three different generations now. And certainly you can gather a lot of information just from a conversation. Again, it won't cost you anything. There's no obligation involved. We'll have more coming up on the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright in just a moment. On December 17th, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright famously flew the world's very first airplane. Now, more than 100 years later, Isaac Wright carries on their namesake by helping your retirement plans soar. Keep listening to the Retire Right Show. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with the one and only Isaac Wright, often imitated but never duplicated. He is the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates, serving you in the greater Richmond area, wherever you are. 804-777-9999 is your number to call. 804-777-9999. In the last segment of our show, we were talking about having a plan and sticking to it. And maybe it's a good idea for us to take a look at some classic mistakes that people make with their plans, or maybe they make mistakes without even having a plan. And Isaac, let's talk about some common investing mistakes that you have seen people make. And sometimes it's not just rookies making these mistakes. And these are folks who make mistakes before they come and see you. It's important to have a plan and stick to it.
No, I agree, Ron. I think some of these things we're going to cover today should be, I wouldn't call it top of mind, but should make direct sense to people that are trying to figure out their finances or maybe trying to improve them.
All right. Well, let's talk about folks who make investments willy-nilly, let's say, investments mm-hmm. with no particular purpose. Everything should have a particular purpose, right?
Well, I think purpose really kind of translates into, let's call it your horizon of how you're going to use this money and when. Mm-hmm. So, let's say over time, a lot of people tend to accumulate cash. They accumulate investments in different type of ways, and whether it's an IRA, 401k, taxable account. And sometimes they even start off with a purpose about, hey, this is money going to be earmarked for retirement, or this is going to be earmarked for education or whatever. But the problem is maybe originally the way it was earmarked, the amount has grown to a point where it could be used maybe for other, let's call it other goals. Mm-hmm. And maybe a lot of those goals, like we just covered on the top half of the show, Ron, a lot of these goals may be just discretionary income and having the ability to use that money in addition to maybe covering basic expenses. If somebody was to, say, retire, for example, maybe move into not just using that for those kind of fixed expenses, but again, maybe having additional money. Again, with the market being so good and has been so good for so long, if you think about it, I just think that where the purpose part of this comes in for all of you today, make sure, and if you don't have this, I can talk to you about it, but just make sure that you're discussing or at least viewing your investments and reviewing the purpose behind each investment you make. And quite frankly, some people have money that's accumulated in investments that have grown a significant amount and they don't know how to use the money. I know that sounds a little awkward, but they get nervous about not, let's call it worrying about running out of money, but really just they kind of get infatuated with the balance and, hey, listen, money's a tool. So make sure you're using those tools before you pass away. You can't put it all in the pine box with you. So, that really resonates with a lot of the families we serve. I mean, we've built a great practice on making sure people are having those kind of experiences. So feel free again, Isaac Wright right here. Give me a call. Talk to you. If you get my message, call me right. Leave me a message and I'll call you right back. 804-777-9999. But that's a big deal.
I love that comment you make about you can't take it with you in the pine box. I mean, really, that is absolutely certain. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about here is, classic mistakes that people make. A lot of folks out there listening to the show, and sometimes it's not easy, but a lot of people don't really understand risk. They don't know what kind of risk they're taking in their portfolio and don't really understand what it's all about.
Yeah, again, these are just classic mistakes. I'm not trying to be overly complicated. But basically, when I say not understanding risk, let me clarify. Plenty of people consider, for example, themselves to have a low risk tolerance. And I'll put that in quotes, low risk. But then they also, on the other foot, see the stock market go up 30, 40, 50% like it has since March of last year, and then they feel like they've missed out. And so there's a little disconnect on maybe how they're invested versus the reality of how much risk they can really take. And of course, and I think I've said this many times in the past, that setting that up correctly really does help keep you invested long term, because the last thing you want to start doing is trying to time the stock market, because a lot of people would get whipsawed, and definitely happened last year. We had a couple of people, and of course, you know, people that we talked to get out of the market during March and really lost a lot of money on the way back up. But I want everybody to know that we can help you define and monitor, and I think this is important too, monitor your risk. So if you are in a situation based upon your net worth and where you're at with your goals, you may be in a scenario where you can maybe take more risk, or maybe you want to back that risk down if you already kind of hit the number that you need, or maybe hit the kind of income or lifestyle that you need and you don't want to take that much risk anymore. But, you know, here's the deal is I'm having more conversations with people that are not even having that conversation, which kind of concerns me. So if you have any concerns relative to the amount of money in your nest egg, because like I said, the market right now where it is, most of you have the most money that you probably have ever had in life. If you think about where the market is and where we're at, now's the time maybe to get a clear, kind of a clear goal around using this money, not just for the purpose of what we just covered here earlier, but just also leveling out the risk if needed. So again, feel free. Happy to talk to you. Happy to have a conversation. 804-777-9999. Also, you can visit rightmoneytips.com. That's our podcast. And feel free to reach out to me. Happy to talk to you.
Remember that Isaac Wright is the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Wherever you are in the greater Richmond area, we appreciate your being with us today. We're talking about classic mistakes that people make when it comes to their financial planning. And one thing that we often discuss on this show is when folks make decisions when they're under kind of some kind of duress. You don't want to make decisions when you're in an emotional situation, like the loss of a spouse or a divorce, something like that. You need to do those things when you're, you know, on a more even keel, right, Isaac?
Well, I think, you know, we're always going to use a little emotion based upon, let's call it, how we're mentally anchored into making decisions. That's almost impossible not to take all emotions out. But if you can minimize that, I think the key about minimizing emotional decision making when it comes to your money is also working with an advisor that can stay fairly stable with you. So, you know, when it comes to looking at, let's call it being guilty of acting over emotionally, maybe reading something that triggers you, maybe having a question that you feel like needs to be squared up. I think having somebody that can walk you through the highs and lows of managing money. And let me just say, we all have that. But it's great to have a mentor, a coach. Really, that's what a good financial advisor should be as well, is getting through some of the overacting that can take place when it comes to picking investments or just trying to reallocate money and things like that. Again, these are very simple opportunities for improvement. And for all of you, and I want to be clear, this is why, again, I'm telling you, we get calls every week. It's not like you're going to get ribbed. I mean, this is basically just a one-on-one call. You're not going to be put on air. It's just something to talk about to make sure you're in a good place. So, again, like I said, feel free to call me. Leave me a message if you don't catch me, because I'm happy to return your call. 804-777-9999.
You know, Isaac, I just got a tip from my brother-in-law. He said, you know, there was a stock I need to buy, a hot tip. He says he's doing really great. Should I follow that advice?
Well, you know, always your golf buddy's cousin knows the greatest opportunity, right? You know, here's the thing is, I think, you know, people like to brag when they've had a success story when it comes to money. That's just human nature. That same person that's bragging to you about whatever they've hit a home run with probably is not going to brag to you about the time that they struck out. So for all of you, and I think, again, this is getting back to taking the emotions a little bit down when it comes to trying to pick something. I mean, look at Bitcoin, for example. I mean, look how much that's gone up, and then everybody jumped in, and it's been struggling here recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, again, I'm not trying to tell you that that's a wrong investment. I'm just using that as an example. But for all of you, again, just try to be careful of the hot tips that you get, and make sure that your plan can withstand, if you are going to go after some speculative investments, that it doesn't hurt your lifestyle, and we can help you with that.
Okay, and one more thing I wanted to mention here when it comes to sticking to your plan and avoiding making those classic mistakes that so many people make, a lot of people don't really, they're not really aware of the fees they're paying inside their portfolio, don't really talk about it. Sometimes they don't show up on the statements, and they just forget about those fees. Not a good idea.
Well, I mean, I think there's been a lot of, and I actually read this not too long back, and I can't quote the exact study, but there was a survey, I remember reading this, that basically showed that 90% of investors, sometimes severely so, underestimate how much they pay in fees on their portfolio.
Right.
Now, I don't know if it's still 90%. I mean, I feel like people are getting more in the know about advisory and mutual fund and all of these other expenses, and I think the transparency around some statements coming out on 401ks and workplace retirement plans, all that's helping. But over the last week, we've had two families come in, underestimated their fees by almost $16,000 a year.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't mean that they have to make an investment change. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're the right advisor. It doesn't mean, you know, there's no wrong answer. It's just, hey, listen, you know, for $16,000 more than what you thought you were paying, is that something that maybe needs to be addressed? And is that transparent for you? And then whether or not you're getting value for that extra $16,000. And we came, mutually came to the conclusion that that really wasn't happening. And we were able to extrapolate that into a plan that was going to save them an overwhelming amount of that money. But just know that's, I mean, really, that's a, I mean, to think about that, $15,000, $16,000 a year. Imagine you did that for the next 10, 15 years, Ron, and somebody came to the table and was able to put that together for you and offer you the right value proposition to save you a good chunk of that. So that's why I want everybody, when you listen to me on the show, just like to share a little bit about that, because I think, you know, a lot of times, again, these are just classic mistakes, and we're here to help you. This is not designed to be a complicated show by any means. Just trying to give you a heads up about what we're doing day in and day out. So I know we're about to wrap up here, Ron, but I want to say thank you for all of you listening today. Again, Isaac Wright right here, Richmond, Virginia, 804-777-9999. Give me a call. Leave me a message if you don't catch me. Happy to return your call and talk to you and make sure that you're on the road to, you know, where you want to go.
804-777-9999. That is Isaac Wright's number at Financial Dynamics and Associates. It can save you a lot of money on fees, perhaps, and also save you a lot of money on taxes down the road. It's all about planning, and if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. 804-777-9999. Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and certified financial planner, Financial Dynamics and Associates. If you've been in Richmond for a long time, I probably know Isaac, and his clients don't make these classic mistakes that we've been talking about here. So call the number one more time, 804-777-9999. Isaac, it's been my pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, great show today, Ron. We'll do it again soon, buddy.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.